the census threat. Here we go. $5,000 fines to people who answer with false questions, or maybe they don't even answer at all. What's Big Brother doing?
Well, let's be clear. I want to start at the beginning for people here. The way our government works is they didn't want one state or another to get too powerful. So each state, starting with 13 in 1789, 200 plus years ago, each state got two senators, but for population, they would have a census because the states demanded and said, well, how do we know we get represented? Okay, every 10 years we'll have a census with one question. How many people live in this house? That's constitutional. That is in the Constitution. That is part of being an American in this republic, in this representative democracy, to be represented. And in 2000, they'd come to my door. I'd filled out that two people live there, myself and my girlfriend, now my wife. And the guy came back and got threatening, and I put a camera in his face, and I said, leave. I said, the Constitution says I'm supposed to tell you how many people live here, so I get the number of representatives in the House of Representatives that my state gets. California is the biggest state. It gets the most reps. Texas is the second most populous. It gets the next number. California, Florida, and so on. So they keep saying, oh, it's the Constitution, and these TV and radio and print ads. Well, it's the Constitution to come to your door. And so if you look at the new census form or the one 10 years ago in 2000, it asks how many people live there in your name, and it has the U.S. code and law under it. Then after that, it has the questions. Now, there's another deception here. They're saying, oh, there's only 10 questions. No, I've counted them. There's 38 questions on the standard form that every American household's getting. They have 10 questions, but some of the questions have as many as 5 questions within the question.
Yeah, sub-questions, right?
Exactly. So there's 38 questions total. I want to go over some of these. How much is your mortgage? Do you have a second mortgage? How much is your mortgage payment? Now, I want to be
unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And to be clear, if the cops pull somebody over and they see blood in the back seat, probable cause, and they open up the back trunk, there's 5 dead bodies. Hypothetically, they can't compel you to speak and incriminate yourself under the Fifth Amendment.
Right.
How then? And federal courts have actually ruled this back in the 60s, then again in 2000. It was a federal court out of Texas, said, look, you can ask how many live there in their names, and that's going over the line, the names. But, you know, this is a basic tally. You can't do that. So there's only been one charge back in the late 60s. The guy actually got jail time for not doing the census. So these threats of fines up until now, it may change. So I don't want to tell people don't do it, and then they get in trouble. The point is, up until this time, George, studying this, one person's gotten in trouble. So basically, with 310 million Americans, 310 million people, one person has been charged. So they're threatening $1,000, $5,000 fines. If you don't answer the questions correctly, they're telling you self-incriminate yourself. This is a violation. But I want to go back to the War Powers Act and what happened. And I actually have the documents here right in front of me.
All right.
What happened from 1942 to 47 with the War Powers Act being enabled, it is the Associated Press, it is Reuters, it is the BBC. It's not my opinion for listeners. Just go Google it. Just Google U.S. Census Japanese. Tens of thousands of Japanese who'd been here in some cases for over 100 years, successful business people, shipping company, fishing company owners, farmers in California and other states, they used the census data in 42 to come round them up, arrest them, and put them in these emergency center camps, what we call FEMA camps.
These camps, that's right.
And so they swear up and down, we're not going to use this against you. But going back a year ago, this is the new census. They went to every front door, happened in my house. My wife called and said some person was there with a GPS. And they come, they mark your front door for law enforcement, for the military, for everybody. They're doing that. And they say, this is the new 38 questions. I won't go over all of them, but number one, how much is your mortgage? Do you have a second mortgage? How much is your mortgage payment? They have no business knowing that under the Constitution. This is for apportionment, for how many House of Representative members you get for your state.
It's crazy. Do they talk about guns and ownership on this form, do you know?
No. In 2000, they sent out six different forms, and there was a big backlash. Clinton did this. People said no. They would ask, do you own a gun on some of the forms? What's your toilet? Is it low flush? What stocks and bonds do you own? There is a business form they send out voluntarily to corporations. It has 200 questions, and it has some of those. But no, this one has 38, and it says, how much is your mortgage? Do you have a second mortgage? How much is your mortgage payment? What's your highest level of education? What is your ancestor or ethnic group? None of their business. I mean, if you were a guy they arrested again who just robbed a bank, you wouldn't have to answer these questions.
Now, you mail this in, right? This form, you mail it in, and if you don't, somebody comes and knocks on your door, right?
Yes. In fact, this happened in 2000. The guy parked halfway out the street. He was blocking the road, a residential area. He was being threatening. He was like 20-something years old. He had a badge on, a plastic badge, and he said, you will answer the questions. And we had stories in 2000 where they forced their ways into homes and got in people's faces, a lot of low-level minimum wage people. You got millions of them working for the census. Most of them are good, hard-working, smart people. But you're going to get some control freaks and some nuts in there.
Sure.
And this guy had been there a couple times. I've been gone. My girlfriend was there, now my wife. And she said, this guy's getting threatening. Well, finally, bang, bang, bang. And I go to the door. I got a camera. And I just said, listen, get off my porch. I know the Constitution. You know, you can't do this.
Yeah, get away.
Exactly. So, again, if you're an axe murderer caught with a bloody axe, you can't be forced to incriminate yourself. So how are they doing this? The fourth question, skipping ahead, well, number two is, what is your education? What is your ancestor or ethnic group? Number three, have you attended school in the last 3 months? Number four, do you have health insurance? Are you hard of hearing, blind, or have a mental condition? That's number four. Five, do you have difficulty dressing or bathing? And what we've confirmed is, under the federal government, they don't just have CPS grabbing people's children with no due process or cause. They're harassing old people, and we've caught them in Austin where I live, harassing old people who have had cancer or surgery to take their lucrative property. So we know that's going on. So it says, do you have difficulty dressing or bathing? Then they send elder care to harass you off of question five. Number six, are you married or did you get married recently, and how many times have you been married? Number seven, have you served in the military? Do you receive military disability payments? That gets into post-traumatic stress disorder. If so, what is your rate of disability? None of their business. Did you work for money last week? Where? And they're saying if you get any of this wrong, then they're going to charge you $5,000 for getting it wrong. So they're saying under penalty of perjury here, and the average person doesn't know what's going on. I don't know all my personal business. You get this wrong, they've already got all this, George, in databases. This is also an incrimination. How did you, number nine is, how did you get to work last week? Number 10, what time did you leave home?
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm reading off.
What time did you leave home?
I'm reading off the census.gov website here. I'm looking at the
waiting for the punchline. Come on, you're pulling my leg.
No, I'm reading off the census website.gov. I mean, I'm looking at it here on my Apple widescreen computer. I'm reading directly from this, George. Number 10, what time did you leave home to get to work last week? Were you absent from your job last week? And again, there's several different variants, but it's basically the general same questions. Number 12, how much income did you have in the last year? From where and or who? Did you receive Social Security, retirement? Where are your sources of income? And George, they go on and on, but here's the most important point. As a republic, we have a Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. And yes, you need to answer the question, how many live here, so they can count the state to give you your state reps, so you have representatives. But outside of that, it's a complete fraud, and that's only the tip of the iceberg.